some people absolutely love receiving gifts. They're just wired that way. It's their love language, if you will, the way they receive love and affection. Others, not so much. How about you? Are you a gift person or not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. If you like receiving gifts, hey, that's great. Nothing wrong with that at all. Personally, I don't care if I never receive another birthday or Christmas present for the rest of my days here on this earth. It's just not my thing. But even though that's how I'm wired, there was a time in my life when I had nothing. All was lost. Everything was broken. And that's when I received the greatest gift of all, a gift that completely and utterly changed my life. Writes the Apostle Paul to the church in Corinth back in the 1st century AD, his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 7. Now you have every gift from God while you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to come again. But what does he mean, every gift? Well, we have all that we need, everything that truly matters in life, wisdom, abilities, God's grace, his love, his spirit in us, as we believe in Jesus. Every gift. Even the one who, by the world's standards, has nothing, when they believe in Jesus, they have everything, every gift. Let's just sit together for a moment and contemplate that promise, that reality. Every gift. That's what you have if you believe in Jesus. That's what's waiting for you if you want to believe in Jesus. Every gift. That's God's promise. That's his truth. That's his word, fresh for you today. And friend, God means for you to lay hold of those gifts, all of them, his peace, his grace, his mercy, as you wait for Jesus to return. And through the struggles, remember this, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.